Welcome to Today's Issues. I'm Christy Carson, and in my studio today, I have a legendary lawyer. I know you've seen him all over the place. You've heard his name everywhere. It's Joe Cordell from Cordell and Cordell. Good morning. Welcome to Today's Issues.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
We've got a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
It's a very, very hot topic, divorce, because as the numbers indicate, the numbers continue to go up in terms of how many people are getting divorced in the United States.
Yeah, there's been no improvement. I will say that the numbers haven't gotten significantly worse in the last 10 years or so, and some have even suggested that there might be a reversal of the trend, but for the most part, we've not seen it.
Okay, and just to remind everybody, if you don't know, Cordell and Cordell is a domestic litigation firm that really it is attentive to the needs and the cases pertaining to men and family law. Is that correct?
Yeah, our practice is pretty much devoted to helping guys in family law matters.
Okay. And so when I went to your website at Cordell and Cordell, I was quite shocked to find out that you have a number of great attorneys working for your firm. As a matter of fact, I saw 12 pictures. There were 6 men and 6 ladies working for your firm. I was like, wow, 6 ladies working for Cordell and Cordell. Impressive. And we happen to have one today, too, to talk about her experience with the law firm. Her name is Kristen Zurich. Welcome to Today's Issues.
Thank you for having me, Christy. I appreciate it.
Okay, so 6 ladies, 6 men. Tell me about your journey to Cordell and Cordell.
Sure. I started 11 years ago as an associate attorney, and I worked my way up litigating a number of cases, and now I'm a litigation partner. And so what I really appreciate is how the firm has allowed me to grow, both in my skills as a litigator and to grow in my management skills as a partner. And one of the things I really appreciate is the number of the partnership is women.
That is so awesome, because as a woman, you think, okay, there's a domestic law firm that is attentive to the needs of men, and there are women involved with that. So that's pretty awesome. And I know that everybody needs equal and fair representation. And I personally think women do it better anyway, no matter who it is.
Well, now, Kristen, let me add, too, that for those listening who don't know, that, of course, Cordell has offices nationally and now internationally. We have offices in London. So of our some 260 or so lawyers, actually 2/3 of those are women.
Wow. Now let's talk about that, if we could, before we get into the meat of some of the recent changes or new laws as it pertains to divorce in Missouri and across the country. You know, there may be a trend out there that we need to be aware of, and it might be coming to Missouri, but we'll find out about that coming up later. But why is that there are so many women lawyers as opposed to men? Is there a specific reason?
I don't know. I'm sure Kristen, in fact, can probably comment on that better than I can. Our goal at Cordell and Cordell is to hire the best lawyers. But, you know, we just looked around and we realized that we have 2/3 women of lawyers, and of course, they do a marvelous job. So I can only speculate as to why more women seem to prefer this area. But I think it may be true. Is this true, Kristen, that probably most domestic lawyers are women? Is that fair?
It is a huge female-centered area of the law. And I think what draws women into this area of the law is women are at heart helpers. And so you come into an area of law where you can really make a difference in someone's lives. And I do. I do a lot of the initial consults in our office, and a lot of men ask me, should I be okay with having a female attorney? And I have to say, well, yeah. When you think about trial, do you want a big 6'4" guy standing over your wife cross-examining her? Do you want a woman doing it?
That's a good point. Good point.
And that usually hits at home, that it's okay to have a female.
Wow.
And it's interesting. Most of our clients, in fact, know that. I mean, that some, of course, you know, once it's pointed out to them, yeah, I get that. But many, I'm convinced, come to us in part because they know that perhaps their friends have been represented by Cordell and Cordell. They had a female lawyer. I mean, our guys get it, that it can only help them in the courtroom at trial.
Yeah. So let's talk about how things have changed from when you started the firm in the 90s to where we are now in 2017 in terms of the law. So what are some of the biggest issues that you would like our listeners to be aware of, Joe?
Well, I'm going to let Kristen comment on this too, because she's our lead litigation partner. As a matter of fact, she heads our entire litigation department. So she teaches our best lawyers even how to litigate better, and she leads a wonderful team of people, and she has great litigators across the country. But I can tell you one of the issues that a lot of our guys continue to be concerned about is orders of protection, that it's still something that's subject to abuse. The underlying intention, I'm sure, was wonderful. But as it plays out on the ground, it's become a sort of battlefield or tactical nuclear weapon that's available to one side of the table and effectively not to the other. But if you read the statute, you'd be deceived. The statute is gender neutral. But we all know, and if anyone doubts this, go and stand and watch the line for the hearings on a day when they're doing order of protection hearings, and they'll see that it's 90% men who have these filed against them, mm-hmm. larger than 90%.
Correct.
So as a practical matter, it can be devastating to their career. It can eliminate them potentially from a number of professions, and all without proof. I mean, an allegation can be made, meaning ex parte. Ex parte means that there's no one else there. The wife goes in, often at the encouragement of her attorney. And the statute is so loosely defined as to what can constitute reasonable fear about one's safety. So anybody who hears perhaps in the news that someone has had one of these against them, before they think ill of that person, they should know more, because there may in fact have been no blows, no threats, no physical contact at all. It can be a very ambiguous thing that results in devastating consequences for these guys. Not to mention the outcome of the divorce will often hinge upon whether or not the court believes this occurred. So that's a big issue, orders of protection. And they're still pretty much a problem nationally, aren't they,
They
Kristen?
Are still a problem nationally, but I can speak very specifically locally. I have to give Governor Greitens some really big credit. He's been appointing a lot of people to the family law bench that have had family law experience in the past. And so there are some family law judges now in both in St. Louis City and St. Louis County that are more open to actually listening to a guy's side of the story when it comes to these hearings, simply because they understand the double standard that has been in effect for a long period of time.
And I hear another aspect that is huge nowadays, especially here in Missouri, is this joint custody situation where a lot more judges are doing this joint custody application, so equal custody, and it's really causing a lot of trouble, I think. I don't know.
Christy, you are absolutely correct. So our laws changed in August of last year, which required our family law judges across the state to focus on maximizing the child's time with both parents. So de facto, what all of the judges in our metropolitan area have taken that to understand is that they need to start at a 50-50 custody arrangement, no matter what the age of a child. So Joe can attest to the fact that it would be crazy to think that 50-50 custody of a baby would happen. But now we are at that point where the judges must consider it. And so the legislature all came in with this idea to try to be able to maximize dad's and mom's time with the kids. And it's a wonderful idea. But in practice, what I've seen more is my custody cases that I'm litigating now are much more contested than they were 2 years ago.
Wow. Which then extends the time in courts and then has a definite impact on the kiddos.
It does. When mom and dad should really be focusing on how to maximize the time with the kiddos, they're focusing more on what they both want as a parent, which you know has a negative impact on the kiddos.
Does that have a financial impact too, as far as the cost to getting the divorce?
True, Mike. Now the custody cases, since you're litigating custody more often than you were a couple years ago, the divorce costs unfortunately do go up. So where that change in the law has caused some increase in litigation, on the flip side, there was a change in July of last year where upon the child support – or July – I'm sorry, July of this year where the child support laws changed. So the custody laws were changed. The child support laws have now been changed to minimize financial hits on dads, which has been a wonderful thing for our clientele.
Oh, wow. That has been one of the biggest complaints over the many years that I've talked to people of divorce, particularly men, and like, oh my gosh, this is killing me in the pocket. And then they become kind of depressed because when you take their money away, they think that they're not able to continue to provide for themselves and then ultimately their kids as well. I mean, it really puts them in a very nasty state of depression. I've seen a lot of that. What do you think, Joe?
Well, but I applaud this new legislation that has come down the road, and I do think it's in many ways an improvement. But you still have this underlying bias. For example, if in fact it's not practical to treat the child as perhaps you might certain items of property where you have 50-50 possession. And sometimes, as Kristen said, you know, the practicalities are not such that a 50-50 exchange is practical. Then we still see as a practical matter the overwhelming majority of times that there's a predominance of time that's given one parent or the other. It's to the mother. So it's kind of like, you know, guys should rejoice in the streets at the notion that they move from primarily mom to 50-50. But I think that we've arrived at the place that we need to arrive in terms of civil rights, when guys can say that statistics reflect the fact that just as often as mom gets primary custody, men get primary custody. So 50-50 is a step in the right direction along that continuum. But once, in fact, the outcomes are balanced, then we will have been to where we need to be.
When we come back on today's issues, as we continue our discussion with Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, as well as Kristen Zurich, both lawyers with the law firm, we're going to find out what other types of laws have recently changed in the state of Missouri, or are there other laws in other states that may be coming to Missouri that we should be aware of? I don't know. We'll find out when we come back on today's issues.